Boker Tov, everyone, we are up to Simon Tuf Reishu Tes Siv Beis. We are on page 162. Okay, we all know that during the year, when we say Kriyat Shema, we say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Soli Olam Vaed very quietly. Okay, we say it to ourselves. What's the reason? Why do we say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Soli Olam Vaed quietly? There are two different reasons brought down in very early sources. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, tells us that when Yaakov Avinu called his sons on his deathbed. Okay, he called to his sons. He says, and it says over there that the Shekhinah was mistalik from Yaakov Avinu, and he felt it. And he felt that the reason was that perhaps it's because one of his children were not Peseder. So he says, Amar Shem Yesh Becha Misha'eno Hogun. Okay, maybe someone over here is not, probably doesn't believe like we believe. Hot Chukulam Yomru Shema Yisrael. Okay, that's that all of the sons scream out Shema Yisrael Shem Lekino Shem Echad. There responded Yaakov Avinu, Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Ol Yilam Voed. So the Gemara Pesachim says, what are we supposed to do? Should we say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Ol Yilam Voed? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu to write it in the Torah. We only have Shema Yisrael Shem Lekein Hashem Echad. In a different verse, we have Avta Hashem Elokei Lecha B'chol Levavcha. We don't have Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Ol Yilam Voed. On the other hand, we see Yaakov Avinu did say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Ol Yilam Voed. So therefore, like a pshara, we say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Ol Yilam Voed, but we say it quietly. That's the Gemara in Pesachim. Then we have a Medrash Rabbah in Sefer Dvarim. The Medrash Rabbah in Sefer Dvarim says Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, and he heard the Malachim Mekalsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Lashon Hazeh. He heard that the Malachim were praised the HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Lashon of Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Ol Yilam Voed, and therefore he said, saying it quietly. Why? So the Malachim wouldn't hear that he was saying it. Okay? And therefore, I'll smach the second reason. We don't want to steal from the Malachim. That's when we act like people. But on Yom Kippur, when we act like Malachim, we fast. There's other halachas that we have that are domah to the Malachim. We mentioned Mary Akitol, we're domah to the Malachim. So to over here, we're allowed to use the praise of the Malachim, and we can say, Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Ol Yilam Voed. And that's what the Torah brings down in our siman, that because of this, we can say it out loud. That's what we pasken over here in the Shulchan Aruch Siv Beis. Kalel Yom HaKippurim U'Macharaso. Omrim Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Ol Yilam Voed B'Kol Ram. We say it out loud because of the Medrash Rabbins and Dvarim that we can't steal from the Malachim. We're afraid they're going to hear us. But Yom Kippur, we're doma to the Malachim, and therefore we go out and see it. It's not Tzarech Iyun that we sort of ignore the first reason over here, because according to the first reason, it shouldn't make a difference between Yom Kippur and the rest of the year. But that's how we pasken in Shulchan Aruch, and that's what we are. That's the minhag, I believe, in all Klal Yisrael, to scream out Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Ol Yilam Voed, to say it out loud together on Yom Kippur at night time and daytime. Fine. Siv Gimel. Imchal b'Shabbos, which is not this year. We have Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, but not Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, Omrim vayichulu bracha achas mein sheva. You say vayichulu and bracha achas mein sheva. We're talking about if it would be Friday night. V'chote mikadosh Shabbos, and you only end off bracha tashem mikadosh haShabbos, which should be the nafki for us. Friday night this year, Rosh Hashanah, we're also going to say, Oy, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos, Veinu Maaskeh Shal Yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur, you wouldn't mention Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to mention Rosh Hashanah because it's not a tefillah that's connected to Rosh Hashanah. It's only connected to Shabbos. Ve'ein Omrim says the Ramah. Ve'ein Omrim Avinu Malkeinu B'Shabbos. We don't say Avinu Malkeinu B'Shabbos. This we mentioned at the beginning of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. When Shabbos falls on Yom Kippur, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. The rest of the slichos and the tchinos that we say on Yom Kippurim, we say those even though it falls out on Shabbos. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, quoted in Shmir Shabbos, Kehilchos HaPirek Mem Zayin, Ha'oru Yud Zayin. Since those that say that your Yotze Kiddush Daraisa B'Tfilah, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, it's very important since we're not going to be able to say Kiddush Alakos. So therefore, it's important to make sure that you're mechaving to mekayim your mitzvah kiddush d'oraisa of mekayim at Friday night davening. Okay, it's also brought down in the Luach Eretz Yisrael when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. It's important to mechaving that. Siv Dal. Sarich lahamid echad liyamid ashtiyat tzimur ve'echad lismol. We mentioned this earlier on when we were talking about Kol Nidrei. Over here, this din is the pashtus. This is talking about Maariv, the whole Maariv that you have a person on the right side and the left side of the chazan throughout Maariv. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkatan Yud Beis over here. He says, "Kederach Shematzina Itzal Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Vashalom Sha'aron Mechur Tamchu Biyadov." The Asher of a minute she only made Tzalchadin at Acher Borchu. Nowadays the minute is only up until Borchu. That's when they had the two people up there. And if it's Shabbos, you chabas Shabbos, it means Marshal Yom HaShabbos, called them Borchu. That even before Borchu, perhaps the reason is, like we mentioned yesterday, Vishay Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Evan Saul, that perhaps the whole reason why we have two people there is really for Kol Nidre, in order that you have at least Shoshos Hadyotos, who are Master the Nidorim. That's why the two people would leave at that point, because it's not a din in Marv, it's really a din in Kol Nidre. Okay, moving on to Siv Hey. Yesh Sha'oni Maragliam Kolayom V'Cholalayim. There are those who stand up on Yom Kippur Kolayom V'Cholalayim. I assume they maybe go to sleep at some point. Okay, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe there was a minute that people would stand throughout Yom Kippur. We have a hard time standing for Ne'ilah. Okay, these people stood all of Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Yudalid. I'm sorry, Sifkatan Yudgimel. Hainu b'shas tefilas lailo. He says over here it's only tefilas lailo. Dimlokin lo yichuli pal b'yom ki itmananu. So for sure it's only talking about the tefilas. They would stand for all the tefilas in order that, why is it the reason? V'tama amido lios dugma sa malachim. Once again, another din to be similar to the malachim. I guess the malachim only stand, they don't sit. So too, to be doma to the malachim during davening lefachot, they only stand up. Okay, v'nashim lo yamdu. Okay, whatever, the women do not stand up. He says, over here though, the afa anashim reshayim lishon lismoch al eizah davar nech l'shu. Even by the men, it's okay for them to lean a little bit on something. Av gam yizar ba'atzma sha'achol sha'kol adam mechuyev lizar. So you shouldn't claim the avru about the shaksa for sure. Don't think, you know what, I can't go to the bathroom because I have to sit. If I have to go to the bathroom, I'll just stand up. No, that's going to be much worse. You'll be about the shaksa of holding it in during davening. Better to go to the bathroom. Vav. Brings down the mechaber over here, a very called the minog is mentioned in Yerushalmi, noagin lalun the basic knesses, velomer shiros, vitaj vishbachos, kol ha'ilam. There was a minog to sleep in the shul, lel yom kippurim, and say shiros vitishbachos all night long. Shiros tishbachos, learn Torah all night long of yom kippurim. Okay, can imagine that's a good idea. Why? You have actually schuyas on yom kippurim. Hold on, we'll get to one second whether this is a good idea or not. Says the Ramado Anasin, V'tov lishon rochok min ha'aron. Don't sleep right next to the Aron Kodesh. We're afraid that you're going to, penyavoli de afacha, says the Mishnah Berurah Tezvav. We're afraid he's going to pass gas in front of the Aron Kodesh. That's not okay. And therefore, if he goes to sleep, just like we don't sleep in our tefillin, so too we have the same chashash. If you slept and sleep next to the Aron Kodesh, you stay far away from the Aron Kodesh. How far is far? Okay, it's mashma from earlier poskim that you should go all the way to the western side of it. If the Aron Kodesh is in the Mizrach, sleep in the Maariv. Rebbe Tzol told me that it's good enough not to sleep Dalet Amos within the Aron Kodesh would be good enough. Says the Ramah, Umisheinu rotza lomar tishbachos v'shiros v'layim. Someone who does not want to stay up, saying shiros v'shiros v'layim, lo yishan shami, should not sleep there. If you're sleeping, that's not like a din. Oh, I have to sleep in the Beis Knesset. It's a din in what you're doing in the Beis Knesset at nighttime and when you fall asleep, because you're saying shiros and tishbachos until you fell asleep, or you're learning Torah until you're falling asleep. It's not there to hang out. You don't play Monopoly with your friends in the Beis Knesset until you fall asleep. Okay, that is no reason to go out and sleep in the shul. Says the Roma. The chazanim who have to make sure they have a good, their voice is rested and are they could daven with the right voice. They should not stay up all night long. So one has to always make a cheshbon. And really, that sounds like a great idea. I'll get a lot of chlius. But if you're the chazan, that's a very bad idea. You're going to lose your voice. And your tafkid of Yom Kippur is to maor the tzibur, to lead the tzibur in tefilos. And therefore, if you're not going to have the right voice, then you're like, that's a schar of efseido. You're going to get much of a schar by keeping your voice clear and not doing things like this. In terms of this whole din of sleeping in the Beis Medrash, as you can imagine, perhaps maybe no one should be doing this because you're going to stay up all night, you're going to be sleeping during tefillah. That's Lulavush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you caught in your dial, B'shem Lulavush. Lulavush, katav mutav leilech lishom mebeis. Better to go to sleep in your house. Ki misha neir balayel yashin bayom. Someone who stays up at night. This is a good klal for Yeshiva Brachamar. Awesome. If you stay up late at night, you sleep during the day. But ain't no more Mikavana, therefore you can't dive in Mikavana, and you fall asleep in Shir, and you fall asleep in Seder. That's the general words. You gotta sleep. Oh, if someone has to watch over the candles, back in the day they had candles, and chassidim, so it would happen to make sure they don't blow out. They blow out when they're davening, early in the morning, they're not gonna have light. When they're dying the Elo, they're not gonna have light. They need the candles. So someone has to watch the candles. So therefore, Yiskur Shomer, he should rent out, pay a guy, pay someone to go out and do it. You don't have to do it. Kata v'shloch. Kodem Shiyisham, before you go to sleep, Lel Yom Kippurim, Yomer Dalad, this is, go back to the fourth time we've gotten to this discussion, Yomer Dalad Mizmor Rishon Shabbat Tehillim, say Prokim Aleph through Dalad in Tehillim, perhaps this is all year round, Shem Shmira Lekeri, the four Prokim of Tehillim are special Shmira, not to see Keri, not to see Shechat Zera at the night. Okay? Okay, Tov. And it says over here, Tom Shlo Yatov Bikarim Uksasos Mechamim Valkaparim Lo Yichasib Raglov. You should be careful not to cover yourself with too many blankets, because that is going to mechamim your goof, and also it could lead to carry. Moino Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal pointed out, Dimasi Yichasa Adlo Yichas Raglov Einu Medina. That's not Eker Nedinya. Achim Zakon Zakin Oshem Makom Kair Motor, for sure Zakin. He doesn't have to yell it once again. You have to think. You have to think when it comes to halacha. If it's going to be freezing all night long, you're not going to be able to sleep because that's not, once again, it's not a good idea. Okay? Fine. Last thing over here, Sinkotun Tetzainu Misha Eino. He's not staying up to do good things. He should not stay up. So the time after Hashenu Mishum Shalon Sham Litzarach Mitzvah. You're doing Litzarach Mitzvah. And therefore, that's the only reason why you're allowed to sleep in the base kinesis when you're doing Litzarach Mitzvah. If you're not doing Litzarach Mitzvah, you can't do it. Mr. Brett ends off like this. It's a good idea to go through Mishnayis Mesechas Yoma Yom Kippurim. Gam Lilmo Mamari Mesof Yuma. We'll also learn the Gemara's the end of Yuma Medabri Minyan Atshuva that talk about Tshuva. Don't think, even by a Talmud Chacham, he should not skip the tefillah and say, I'm going to learn Torah instead. Yom Kippur is a time more for tefillah, so even if he's going to be Yosek in tefillah all day long, and he's going to be able to learn less, he's not going to be able to go through the Mishnah, he's not going to go through these Gemaras, better for him to go ahead and learn Torah, and not go ahead, as a better for him to do tefillah, and not learn Torah this time. Adkan for today.